Welcome to the Arty Productions Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Arty Productions Podcast. This is Season 1, Episode 1, and today I'm going to kind of do a little introduction, introduce who I am, and a couple other things. I'll also be talking about the stigmatisms when it comes to blind people and, you know, the different blindness stigmas that people have developed for us over the years. I'm also going to be talking about myself, my hobbies, and generally stuff like that. So let's get into it. So my name is Reese Drapeau. I am 15 years old, and I have been blind since birth. I was born with a blindness called Leber's congenital amaurosis, which is a blindness that causes me to lose almost all of my vision, although I do have some light perception and I can see some shadows. I am currently going to high school in the state of Iowa. I live with my parents, my brother, who is also blind, my sister, and my dog and my cat. And ever since I was about 9 years old, I have been interested in technology. I remember, like, third grade, I got my first computer, and I just kind of went around, explored it, and figured out how to use screen readers. Actually, yeah, third grade, I think, was when I was starting to use computers, and that's kind of when I started my little technology obsession. So some of the things I like to do, I like to sound design. It's probably one of my favorite hobbies. I love sound designing. I sound design, you know, sound effects, obviously, audio dramas, some music scores and stuff like that. I do a little bit of coding. Me and a friend of mine are actually working on a multilingual text-to-speech engine, which is pretty crazy. That is going to be released, we're hoping, maybe by the end of 2023 or 2024, because, you know, doing stuff like that is not easy, and it takes a lot of stuff to be able to do that. And basically what it would offer is abandoned TTS engines that we will host on our server, and you can download the client and get those voices. And when that comes out, I will definitely be doing a review slash tutorial on how to use it. I also like just messing around with tech in general. I have a radio station, actually, which I will throw the link to down in the show notes, or the description, whatever you want to call it, and you can check that out if you wish to. It is hosted off Zeno, and I play rock, hard rock, and metal, new and old. So I did touch a little bit on where I go to school, which is a high school called Senior, funny enough. Here's where I kind of want to get into the blindness stigmas that a lot of people decide to pull out of their asses. One thing I get all the time is, you know, people ask me the stupidest questions, like,
"Hey bro, you're blind, right? Just how do you fucking swim, dude? Like, how is that fucking possible for you, bro? I don't know, you dumbass. You put one arm out in front of the other and then you fucking repeat. Jesus Christ."
I also get sometimes where people think being blind is being deaf, and they will yell in your ear really loud,
"Hey bro, can you hear me? I'm standing right next to you and I'm yelling as loud as I can because apparently being blind is the same fucking thing as being deaf. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? I'm yelling as loud as I can, dude. Can you hear me?"
One of the other reasons I started this podcast, not just for tech reviews and tutorials and shit, I want you guys who are listening to this to, you know, understand that us blind people are not helpless. We are just like all sighted people, except the fact that we cannot drive or do certain things. We can do basically everything that sighted people can, just with adaptations. Sometimes I get the feeling that a lot of sighted people don't get that, and, you know, it really kind of ticks me off. Another thing that seems to be a stigmatism of blind people: apparently, people seem to think that all blind people play instruments, and I hate to burst your bubble, that is not true at all. Speaking of stuff like that, another thing that people seem to think is because we are blind, our other senses are heightened. And that is another thing that is just absolutely not true. You know, we might pay attention more to those other senses, but they are not in any way, shape, or form heightened. So as cool as that would be, nope, that's not how it works. Another thing I get asked a lot, and just kind of want to touch base on that, is how blind people use screen readers, or, you know, how blind people use phones, or how blind people use computers. So on the computer, I use a screen reader called NVDA, which stands for Non-Visual Desktop Access, which is a screen reader for Windows, and it is completely free. And sorry about that. It is completely free. To move normally with screen readers, you're using the keyboard, not the mouse. So it's done by speech. You hear speech being read out to you. That's how we see the screen. And on mobile devices, on Android, there's a screen reader called TalkBack, which is decent. And with that, you basically just swipe. There used to be a screen reader called Voice Assistant, but I believe Android canceled that. I think when the S9 came out. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then on iOS, we have a screen reader called VoiceOver, which is also used on macOS devices. But that is also done via speech. So, you know, you swipe around and you hear speech being read out to you, and that is how you, as a blind person, hear, or see rather, what is going on the screen. So yeah, that is how we do that. In the next episode, we will take a look at how to use NVDA and VoiceOver, because VoiceOver is very similar to TalkBack and Voice Assistant. And because I do have an iPhone and an Android device, I will see about demoing both. Again, in the show notes or description, whatever you want to call it, I will throw the link to my radio station, which, as I said, is being hosted on Zeno. So that is going to conclude this episode here today. Uploading schedule is going to be every Sunday, and I will sometimes do bonus episodes if I feel like it. So bonus episodes are going to be released on Wednesdays and Fridays, which I think is a pretty decent bonus date. So I think we'll have 10 episodes per season, which sounds pretty decent to me. And, yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this little introduction, and take care. This episode has ended. Thank you for listening.